1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote, Super Tuesday. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is dropping out. Her one Super Tuesday win in Vermont, not enough. ABC News has learned that she will suspend her campaign for president, with an announcement coming later today. The former South Carolina governor is not expected to endorse Donald Trump today, but will instead encourage him to earn the support of Republican and independent voters who backed her. ABC's Brian Clark takes a look at exit polling in one state.
Virginia was one of many of Donald Trump's Super Tuesday wins, but he's lost the state in the last two presidential elections. Looking towards November, there could be more red flags. Nearly 80% of Nikki Haley's supporters told exit polls they would not automatically vote for a Republican in November.
In a 10 a.m. Eastern Time announcement this morning, Nikki Haley is expected to emphasize she will continue to advocate for conservative domestic and foreign policies as she suspends her race for the GOP nomination. This is ABC News. The vote almost unanimous among members of the Dartmouth men's basketball team to join a union. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The players voted 13-2 to join the Service Employees International Union, which already represents some employees at Dartmouth. The team saying it aims to create a less exploitative business model for college sports, but the school is fighting the effort. It's appealing to the National Labor Relations Board, trying to overturn a recent decision that said Dartmouth players are employees and therefore can unionize. The school is also warning players that unionizing could get them ejected from the Ivy League or possibly even the NCAA.
The school's legal challenges could also end up in federal court, and that means there may not be a final decision until after these players graduate. And Target is hoping a lot of shoppers will pay to be in the circle. It's introducing a new membership program, Target Circle 360, for $100 a year. Members get benefits like free same-day shipping on some orders and two-day shipping on anything that they buy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
A slugfest between the Brewers and Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A combined 29 hits between the two teams, but the Giants came out on top 13-8 over the Brewers. Reese Hoskins, who turns 31 later this month, got his first home run as a Brewer.
I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to see what I can do to help these guys to bring another division championship back to Milwaukee.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have slipped dramatically, losing seven out of their last nine games, but a report by CBS Sports says they still expect Wisconsin to make the final cut for the NCAA tournament. Marquette hosts number 2 ranked UConn, but without Tyler Kolek, dealing with an oblique muscle injury.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
That's Marquette head basketball coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wake up! Wake up!
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
A lot of assuming going on.
Yeah. And if you assume, then you're an ass.
That's what they say.
Is that how they say it?
I do not say that.
That Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We're broadcasting from State Street. In fact, the three or four corners, five corners.
We're at the corner of Johnson and Henry and State. Yes.
Okay.
301 West
but there are
Johnson,
a lot of different
actually.
Corners on the opposite side.
We're at Short Stack Eatery. That's where we're
can
at.
Stop. Right.
We are live and direct, just a couple of blocks away from the Capitol. It's a good looking morning.
It
we
is.
Have mainly clear skies, 28 degrees. It's going to be bright and sunny all day long, 49 for
Weren't you going to invite everybody down here to say hello at least? You know,
I am.
Go on the air if they want.
Oh, yeah. Sure. They can come.
They got a complaint? We're right here.
We're right here, yeah. Everybody's invited. You're here. I'm here. Catherine Lake is here.
Catherine Lake is here. Look.
Good morning,
right
Catherine.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Catherine doesn't
bright
have a laptop, so we don't have her on camera.
That's right.
Got to bring a laptop for that. Right.
You could move over, next to John.
I'm good.
We could rearrange
the
furniture.
The disembodied voice position.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. We're happier with this.
Yes.
And Short Stack is is the only place open on State Street at 6 a.m.
I think you're right.
You need coffee. You know where to come.
Yes. Yeah, the coffee is on. We're waiting for it to be brewed even as we speak.
I think it is. I think the big pot is over there, and it's ready to go, and I'll have to run over there during our first break.
All right.
Sounds good. We got a lot of stuff going on today here, a lot of stories to get to.
We do.
We're
going
to have some more tickets for Stephanie Miller
coming
up at the Barrymore Theater. And, in fact, today we're going to give away two pair of tickets, one each hour here, one in the 6 o'clock hour, one in the 7 o'clock hour. Pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller, who's at the Barrymore Theater in May. It's going to be a wonderful show, and we'll be giving away those tickets a little bit later on. Don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call.
And she's going to have her entire entourage there as well.
Is that right?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Everybody's going to be there.
Is John Fugelsang
is going to be there?
Wow.
Yes. And who's that Sparks guy? I keep forgetting his name. Hal Sparks. I've never been able to remember his first name.
Sparks.
Hal.
Open the pod bay doors,
and Frangella? Frangella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So the whole group. By the way, it is an age restriction show. It's 18 plus only.
What?
The cursing. It's the cursing.
No.
Just so you know.
Oh, we have all these teenagers calling us.
You're out.
They want to be there. All right. So here it is. The it's Wednesday.
There's a fruit fly. There's a fruit fly.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little fruit fly.
It's just
because
one,
there's
right?
live
it's just
flowers.
Flailing your arms for no reason over there.
There's beautiful flowers on every table here at Short Stack.
I didn't tell you I have a little spasm.
Okay.
A senior shake.
Is that what it is? Well, it is.
It's funny they didn't make that a 50s dance of some sort, right? The senior shake.
It's never too late. You know, you can see if you can start a dance craze.
Chubby Checker is retired. He's the only guy who can pull that stuff off.
All right. Today is Wednesday, January, March 6th.
There we go.
And it's which day is it or is it not? You ready?
All right, you're going to slide one in that isn't real, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Is it National Dress Day?
Mm.
Is it National Oreo Cookie Day?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Or is it National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day?
Ooh, ooh.
Is it National Frozen Food Day?
Wait, that's me.
I'm going to go with that.
Is it National Dentist Day?
Dentist Day?
So you've been laying in her about frozen food then, right?
Okay.
That's not that one?
What day of those is it not?
It's Frozen Food Day. Not Frozen Food
it's
Day.
It's not Frozen Food Day.
I'm jumping on her
That is incorrect.
What?
It is National Frozen Food Day.
You're good at this.
You picked a good day. You should start naming days for
actually all
for
of
the
those
national calendar.
All those days exist. I forgot to throw in a fake day. So I fooled you all.
What a great contest.
I fooled you all.
There is no winner. Nice work.
Nobody wins. Everybody loses.
That is incredible show prep.
Thank you very much. Actually, I had one. I forgot what it was. It's like, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, I think it's better that you didn't even come in with one.
Okay.
You really threw us a curveball there, my friend.
It's National Dress Day. You should wear a dress. We should all be wearing dresses today.
Yes, you should be.
Dresses have been worn for hundreds of years. According to this given to me.
Yeah. Today, men and women.
Today they come in a variety of shapes and designs, from long and mini and fit to a flare and ball gown and A-line.
Do you know
what's
what
an A-line
dress look like?
I have no idea.
No.
They put all that ridiculous nonsense in there. No one knows what half those dresses are. You don't know what half those
I think are. I know what an A-line when it was dresses going up and down the
That's
dress.
A little,
it's good.
More, okay,
it's
good. A little more information than we needed.
Stuff.
We don't really want to know anymore.
Even some men in my past would like to put on a skirt once in a while because it's breezy.
Yeah, skirts. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Men are wearing skirts.
All the time.
Yep.
Especially in Ireland and Scotland, I think.
Well, around here, too.
It's National Oreo Cookie Day. You know, I hate to,
break it up there.
Break up the dress talk here, but
more, about
more important things.
He always feels a little uncomfortable.
National Oreo Cookie Day. Who doesn't love the Oreo cookie? The National Biscuit Company, today known as Nabisco, you may have heard of them.
Oh, they first Biscuit.
Yes.
I just
Isn't
got their
crazy?
Name.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
did not know
you did
that.
Not know that before you read it.
They produced the Oreo biscuit in 1912 at the Chelsea factory.
First biscuits because they have it with
suppose.
Their tea. Yes, it's just a cookie.
That works for me.
I mean, just saying.
In 1912, the Oreo biscuit was renamed the Oreo sandwich. In 1948, the Oreo sandwich was renamed the Oreo cream sandwich.
Okay, this is. It's killing me with tiredness. I need coffee to keep
Do they still call it a sandwich?
No.
No, and they call it a cookie. And I need to know, do you pull it apart still?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, everybody except for me.
Fun.
I don't.
You don't. You don't eat them.
No.
It's also national.
No, I actually don't.
Let's be honest. You don't eat them. Gordy does. And do you pull them apart?
Yes,
do. You
I
dip them in the milk?
I can. Yes, I do. From
it's
time to time.
Kind of wrecks the milk, doesn't it?
You know, I like to treat each Oreo cookie as an individual. So I might do one with one and one with the other, dip it in milk sometimes, split it apart. Sometimes I'll take the cream off and just scrape it off with a knife and just throw it down my throat. Call it a day.
Well, okay.
Okay.
My husband used to call it a shock of Oreos because it looks like a shock absorber.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
the little pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Of it.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
He would eat anti-shock. That was the sad part.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's also National Frozen Food Day. A lot of food happening on today.
It is Frozen Food Day.
It's frozen food. The frozen food, we all know about frozen food. We don't really care, do
I know
we?
It's often processed, but not all frozen food has to be majorly over-processed.
I don't think a lot of people eat a lot of frozen food or...
Oh, I totally disagree with that.
Come
yes,
on.
You're
really?
A cook. You
oh,
like to
yes.
cook.
Yeah.
Us non-cooks, we
yeah.
live with frozen
Yikes.
Food.
Yikes. That's it. Wow.
Yeah.
That'll shorten your life by 10 years.
Okay.
It's National Dentist Day. Where's Chris Cameron when we need him?
I know.
Oh,
the rock and roll dentist.
Rock and roll
Maybe
dentist.
He's listening. He could stop by here, short stack.
He could.
And we'd be happy to see him on National Dentist Day. In many cases, the days of our dental visits usually had us a bit nervous back in the old days, John.
But not anymore. Now they've got drugs, so you can feel damn good.
Now they give you all kinds of drugs, so you're fine. Yes?
Did I tell you my last, I think I may have, my last dentist appointment, she dropped this bomb. Do you use? Yeah, I did for a little while, but then I heard that maybe it wasn't so good with the alcohol in your mouth and the real and she said, yes, none of that has, but the problem is people don't know how to use fluoride correctly,
right.
Which includes toothpaste. Some of her clients don't even use toothpaste because the correct way to use fluoride is to leave it in your flipping mouth. You can't rinse. I rinse the heck out of my mouth because I thought it was bad to swallow fluoride.
Well, it probably is.
I would
so
think.
Where do you fall on that?
I don't know.
Remember, people didn't want it in their drinking water.
Yes.
And you're over there gargling with it and swallowing. My God, what the hell is happening?
Swallow
in this
the gargle. You just don't rinse afterward. Okay. Missing the point.
No, actually, I do have a story on that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I
did the same thing, and it's supposed to help repair the enamel on your teeth.
Leave it
in there. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd leave it in, but I'd also be swallowing it.
That's not good.
The whole thing here is it irritates the lining of your mouth, your throat.
Your throat.
It does.
Okay. Right.
And you really shouldn't have it in your mouth.
So
you should
what
have
is
asked. You should have asked her about that because it does irritate the lining of your mouth.
You're right. You're right. You're so right, John.
Well, no, that's not what I'm looking for.
Oh,
I'm looking for
really?
I'm right every once in a while.
Okay.
Mark one for me this morning, and that's about the last one.
Hey, Sam, you have the what happened in this day in history.
You do.
We got a couple of interesting items there.
Sure.
Why don't you jump
Wait,
in here?
Give him a chance to
Let's
get in the studio.
he took a break.
Yeah, I'm still here. Today in 18...
There he is.
There we go. Today in 1857, what is... mostly considered the worst Supreme Court decision ever. The Dred Scott decision was handed down. You guys familiar with it?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Yep. I think they're trying to top them. I think they're trying to top
nowadays.
That one.
For those unfamiliar, the Dred Scott decision basically declared that slavery was legal in all U.S. territories, and if like a slave owner with their slave traveled to a free state, then the slave was not free.
Right.
But, there you go.
And it also said that black people could never have citizenship. Well... we see how that ended up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the worst decisions ever.
Yeah.
Today.
So, last two items on the last two, history list.
1950,
there.
Silly Putty was introduced. A little bit
silly
later.
Putty.
We love silly putties.
Lots of
well, now that we don't
Do
have,
they still make Silly Putty?
No, because we don't have newspapers anymore.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Can't print it off anymore.
See, don't tell anybody. Don't tell John Cavalla, cartoonist, that I use legal copies of his. Comic cartoons with Silly Putty.
Oh
my God!
Don't tell him.
One more today in history. One big day today in 1981 was Walter Cronkite's last newscast on CBS Evening News.
I'm Walter Cronkite.
Oh, that's good.
And that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Screw you, people.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Catherine doesn't know it, but in this generation, we all tried to do our Walter Cronkite impression.
Got to do Walter.
Yeah. Right. I had a really good one, too, but I'm not going to do it here.
All right. 6:19, we are live and direct at Short Stack Eatery. Come join us, John and Gordy and Catherine Lake. We'll be right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your radio dial as you cruise into work this morning. And we also have a Civic Media app that you can check out and give us a call or text us. Or you can actually go on social media and check out what we're saying between the breaks here. You know, just figure out, you know, kind of get a hint at what we're going to talk about next and the nasty things we say about the people that we work with.
Okay.
No.
We were talking about National Oreo Cookie Day.
Yes,
there's
yes.
Apparently two new cookie flavors of Oreos coming out, according to Anna, who just texted us here. Mud Pie and tiramisu.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds
weird. It sounds wrong, though. It Oreos sound really wrong. Should be unadulterated. I don't need the double stuff.
Although I like the vanilla Oreos.
You
those
do?
Are really good, yeah.
I think they had a mint. That came out
they
recently?
Did. That was, they that did. Was okay. That was yeah. like a Girl Scout cookie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Well, we have our coffee cups now. We're making progress.
Well, I have a cup.
We've got a cup. I've got a cup. You've got a cup.
Okay.
Catherine's got coffee in her cup.
I'll get Carly, your
coffee. We don't. Coffee. Could use a little coffee, but,
don't
you know,
even.
That's
don't,
all right. We're just getting started.
We're just getting started here.
Coffee.
What is that?
Where are you? Like some coffee.
I would. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do not
please.
Like that sound.
Please give us some coffee. Coffee.
Okay. That was a high point on Twin Peaks.
It was. That was a great show. Can you still see that somewhere? Is that on?
Yeah, you can. You can watch that everywhere.
My daughter just found it.
I think it's on Netflix.
She just found it and started. Yeah, I think so. She just found it. She's 14. Is that okay? Once again, I do not know what is okay for her to watch.
Don't worry about it.
I think it's
all
right.
Do not worry about it.
Yeah, you didn't because you have boys.
Well, yeah, it's okay. Twin Peaks. It's just a Twin Peaks show.
Okay, it's okay.
Didn't make any sense.
Okay, yes.
It hops from one subject to the next, and none of them are connected.
He was the maker. He also was a movie maker. Who made the Twin Peaks? Do you remember?
Wasn't that David
Lynch?
I believe it was David Lynch.
You're good.
Yeah.
So it's only me on the video at this point.
Yeah, why is that now?
Because you turned your... I'm going to turn it off.
Turning
your cameras off. Whoa, you guys are invisible now.
Oh,
where did he go?
How's the bandwidth treating us? Okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, wonderful. We can hear you loud and clear.
This is the old way of doing it.
So, do you have a show today or what? Anything?
Did we bring anything in at all?
We have so much. I don't know what we're going to start with.
Okay.
We don't know where to start.
Well, let me just also preface that a little bit later on, we're going to have the Mean Farmer return to the program.
The return of the Mean Farmer.
The Mean Farmer?
30 years.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to explain to Catherine yesterday about the Mean Farmer and the concept. I was like, you just got to hear it. You just have to hear it, right?
Yes, yes. He's an actual mean farmer, and he knows farming.
That's kind of rare.
So he's not taking shots at farmers. He is a mean farmer,
okay.
And all the other ones are pretty nice.
Yes.
but he doesn't treat them. He doesn't treat them nicely. Yes, okay. And I found out as we were doing a search to see if we could find some new episodes online, we found out there's a mean farmer tractor that is used in competition.
Yeah, that's the right. Tractor it has nothing to do with the mean farmer that we know.
It may not, but I don't know if it does.
It might.
Oh, it might. Okay, yeah. All right.
Only a farmer can tell us.
Yeah,
it's great stuff.
So when are we going to hear from the mean farmer?
We're going to place that right after Pam Yonke.
Oh, so in about 10 minutes. About 10 minutes.
I would think that would work.
All right.
And then when we have Pam on, we'll play a little part of the episode of The Mean Farmer.
I bet she knows all about The Mean Farmer.
I don't think she does.
I'd take that back.
She may have met a few mean farmers, but
there are no mean farmers.
Oh, that's right. There aren't any.
All right. Okay. So, what about Jason Kelce? How's he doing?
Wasn't he retired?
He's in the news again.
He is. Well, kind of. He said a really nice thing that everybody was in tears over at a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have that cut all set up, $3.99. Do you have that there,
Sam? Boy?
Ready to go.
He's scrambling. Okay.
Ready to go.
$3.99. And as Jason Kelce and what he had to say at the press conference about being a father.
Also given me three beautiful girls and a life that increasingly brings me more fulfillment off the field than it does on. We've had a great run, Kai. I am a product of my upbringing. I think one of the best things a person can be in this world is a father. A father who is present, loving, devoted, just may be the greatest gift a child could ask for in our society. And I have a damn good one.
Yeah.
My father believed in me more than anyone.
And that's his parting gift.
Well, he was with Philadelphia.
I don't know.
Yes.
How can you ask that question? My God, now we're supposed to know football.
16 years, I think he was. That's the only team he ever played for.
13 years.
13 years.
Here I am running the sports. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So happy to have you with us today, Catherine, to fill in the blanks of our terrible knowledge of the world in general and sports in particular. We love it.
Sports.
He was selected in the 6th round of the 2011 NFL draft.
You know, I was going to say the 7th round, but you're right. It was the 6th round.
Well, it's good to know that.
It's good to be correct.
Who did he play college football
for? No, he's leaving football. Just leave it at that. He said nice things about fathers, you know.
He's only 36.
We can only assume that moms are the most important person in a girl's life.
36 is really, really old in National Football League.
You can only take so many
daughters go after father. Can I just stay on this topic? Never mind.
Okay. Go ahead. The floor is yours. So is the table and the microphone.
I don't even know anymore. I'm off in the background. You know that I haven't had coffee, so I'm not very aggressive yet.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Over here. I need it badly.
Does anybody want coffee?
Yes.
Okay,
who
got it.
Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Yeah, the thing, right here.
Do you want coffee?
Yes. Okay. They're going to go get us some coffee now.
And
so
Sam
can
queue up cut 390 for me.
There we go.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
Heaven is fine for the hours we've watched.
What? Huh? What were the lyrics?
What was that?
Okay, that is, I wanted to cue it up, not play it, but those are two clips back to back of Megas not knowing what comes next.
The words to the song?
Oh, yeah. Wow. The Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem. They did not know the words.
Amazing.
And there you go. Let's play that again, just in case we caught everybody by surprise.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
Watched. Okay.
Kind of went off track there.
I just love that.
That's embarrassing.
They really love the national anthem.
They do.
And the pledge. and soon, by the way, soon they'll forget the whole Constitution.
Well,
it won't matter. It won't mean anything. You know why? Because God's word is the true word.
Okay.
Well, it is the true law.
Yeah. That's what they're going with for the platform for the Republicans this time around.
You know, in the old days, they were putting together cities,
mm-hmm.
Church driven cities, mm-hmm. where they could bypass a lot of what the Constitution demands everybody has as a right.
Exactly. Those were the old days.
Yes.
629.
I wish you could go back to those.
629. News, weather. Pam Yonke's got an ag report, yeah. and then it's the mean farm.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
Well, we're starting to get a little bit better picture on monies available through the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. They released the first package of final fiscal year 2024 appropriations bills. That's going to dictate a lot of farm programs. Congressman Derek Van Orden from the western portion of Wisconsin sits on the House Agriculture Committee. He explains where he is paying attention when it comes to ag appropriation funding.
And I've been going through it line by line. My staff has dissected it back in Washington right now to make sure that our farmers here in the state of Wisconsin, around the country in production agriculture, are well represented as far as the funding aspect, and also our folks that are in need of SNAP benefits, that they also are well represented. And I have to explain to people that sometimes they don't look too fondly on the SNAP program. I need to remind them that all the food that everybody eats that they get through the SNAP program is produced by a farmer.
Congressman Derek Van Orden, who sits on the House Agriculture Committee from western Wisconsin, he says so far he's pretty satisfied with the amount of money that he's seeing going to agricultural programs. Markets and overnight electronic trade may not make you happy on a Wednesday morning. A lot of red ink again today. Numbers are next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malooly from Clinton is a grower himself and current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He said, we're fortunate to have great researchers that collaborate well with Wisconsin farmers.
To have them here in the state of Wisconsin, the way they can bring it down to farmer terms or just common terms, because there's some researchers that will talk over your head, and they don't do that, and they truly do work well together. The other part of that is they're leveraging dollars back to their programs from the other half of the checkoff dollars that go to the federal level. So a lot of those are coming back to them more than what Wisconsin dollars are showing.
Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's a grower from Clinton, elaborating on the research team we have right here in the state. Dr. Sean Conley, Dr. Rodrigo Worley, Dr. Damon Smith. Find out more about how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested. Go to wisoybean.org. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 162.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 3.75 at 149, while AA butter gained 1.75 cents to close at 282.75 per pound. December corn this morning's unchanged at 459. November soybeans are down 1 cent at 1143. Currently, July new crop wheat is down a nickel at 550. April Class 3 milk's unchanged, 1625 a hundredweight. May milk dropped 19 cents yesterday at 1686 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the numbers as far as markets are concerned on a Wednesday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall, mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, Our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
Ed running back to the microphone. Mad Radio WMD.
And
where are we again?
MAD.
I did that yesterday. I did that exact same thing.
Did you really?
I said MAD instead of MDX.
Wow.
It's been a minute.
It is.
It is Mad Radio.
It's kind of, yeah.
So that's how, that's how it all works.
That, okay. Yeah. So. And I still think we should go to the t-shirts and say get mad. But you know how it is.
We'll work on that.
92.7 WMDX.
That's it.
And there's a AM station.
1580 is the AM dial.
Wow.
Okay,
drink
station.
Your coffee,
okay.
Would you?
So we're here at Short Stack Eatery at 301 West Johnson. We invite you to join us.
We'll
be here
please.
Till 8 a.m. and stop by, say hello. Yep. We'd love to see you, John and Gordy. Catherine with us this morning. Sam in the control room. A little bit later on, in fact, just in a little while here, sometime before 7 o'clock, we'll give away a pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller. She's coming to the Barrymore Theater in May, and we've got tickets. It's going to be a great show. Of course, she follows us every day here on WMDX. Stephanie Miller, tickets at the Barrymore coming up.
All right. Now we're going to get to a little bit of a farm report ourselves here. I hate to usurp Pam Yonke and all of this, but we're going to have to just go to the Mean Farmer. This is an original broadcast way, way, way back in the early 90s.
Okay.
And a guy by the name of Otis 12, he was a radio announcer in Nebraska, and he put these episodes together. We have 1,000 of them.
And we're going to play every one of them.
Every one of them, ad nauseum, all at once.
No.
But anyway, it's a great program, and we hope you like it or entertained by it. He is truly a mean farmer. Let's check out his episode here.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, 1-900 Mean Farmer.
Oh my God.
Oh, don't tell mom, kids. Just dial it up, 1-900 MEENFRMR. Oh, hello, Mean Farmer Hotline. Trouble with your gerbil wheel? Squeak, squeak, squeak. Yeah, put a ferret in there with him. That'll quiet him down.
Oh, my.
You know it will. Oh, hello, Fatty Food Indiana. You're on the Mean Farmer Hotline. Go ahead. Cows are uppity. We'll just hum the McDonald's jingle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'll come around. Yeah, bye. Mean Farmer Hotline, go ahead. Lumpy Gravy, Kansas. Pigs. Well, I'll huff and I'll puff and, well, you know the rest. Yeah. Left ventricle, Texas. Cute. Cuddly. Big, moist, brown eyes. Hug 'em. Oh, golly. Ooh, I hate crank calls. Hey, you want to talk to the Mean Farmer? Just dial it up, 1-900-MEEN-FRMR, Mean Farmer. It's $2 for the first minute, $4 for the second minute, $8 for the third minute, $16 for the fourth minute, $30. Oh, well, you know. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, I really do have Prince Albert in a can, and I'll show you. Hello, Mean Farmer Hotline. Sticky? Oh, use a spatula. Yeah. And a car battery. Yeah.
Okay. That's the Mean Farmer.
You guys are like little boys.
What's that?
Little boys. This is still funny to you?
I was cracking up.
See? It's boys, if that's what you're telling me.
Oh, really? Really?
I'll bet you Pam Yonke loves the Mean Farmer.
I bet
there are a lot of farmers
idea.
Out there right now saying, yes. Yes, that's my life. That's what I have to deal with. Those are the helplines I have to call.
Yeah.
We have to talk to Pam Yonke. We have to get an interview with her.
Yeah,
can we do that?
We're
set
going
that
to do
up.
That. I got all the information from Catherine, we're good. We're good.
All right.
Don't worry about it. One of these days,
the farm babe.
She'll find some time to take care of us. All right. Anyway, all right. I've got. You got something.
Well, you Big Macs, right?
Yes.
Different food items. There's a Wisconsin man that now has the lifetime record for Big Mac consumptions.
Oh my God.
He's eaten 34,128 Big Macs over
documented.
The years.
Wow.
Yeah. And he holds the Guinness World Book Record.
Okay.
He's spent a lifetime. He's from Fond du Lac.
Spent a lifetime in his living room.
Donald Gorski. He's 70 years old. He ate, in 2023, he ate 728 Big Macs. So a typical year, 720. So that's about two a day. Yeah.
You know, using the term lifetime in the story.
Well, I want to get this story now before it's too late. He says, I'm probably going to eat these for the rest of my life. I threw the cartons in the back seat and started counting them from day one. He's been doing this. He's held the record since 1999.
For cartons in the back seat.
He said his eating habits have changed over time. He used to eat up to 9 of the sandwiches a day. 9 Big Macs in a day.
That makes sense.
But this way, he just does
it's good
two.
That he's just
he's tapered off to two a day.
Is he a marathon runner for a living?
He's actually
how do you burn that?
He's actually in pretty good shape. I saw a picture of him. People have. Let's see, he says people who have watched me eating a Big Mac often comment that I look like I'm eating one for the very first time. He still loves them. He still actually enjoys the Big Macs.
Does he enjoy anything else?
Google says one Big Mac is 563 calories.
Yeah, so how do you burn
a lot.
Dozen of them.
It doesn't say what he does for a living or what. Yeah.
I don't want to even think about how much salt he's eating.
Seriously.
My God.
Now, he's Gorski, Forrest Gump. He just keeps running. He's not going to ever stop.
Until he gets his first kidney stone.
Well, get this. Gorski isn't opposed to trying new things.
Yeah.
He once ate a Burger King Whopper back in 1984, but he decided it just didn't hit the spot.
Wow.
So he went back to Big Mac. He had one Whopper. He said, nah. Like the Big Mac instead.
Done with that. Okay.
Discerning taste, obviously.
Yeah. So that's the story.
You know, the thing is, we can't look inside his veins and an arteries, so we don't know really what this is doing to this guy. This is just outrageous. Has he not had MRIs? Has he not had? I know, but
he's
you know.
Due. He's due for an MRI.
He's got to go in once in a year for
they
his physical if he's on Medicare. Or,
they
got to
check this out. His blood pressure. My God.
He's probably doing all right.
So it's Big Macs. Is a Big Mac, does it have any vegetation
yes,
on it?
Yes, it has lettuce. It has tomato, I think.
Is that the one that we
pickles?
Can sing?
It has the
onions.
Secret sauce.
That's
but
the
they,
sauce.
Remember they changed the secret sauce?
Thousand Island.
It's not. Yeah, it's Thousand Island, basically. Yeah.
They changed it at some point?
They changed it at some point. It doesn't taste... I used to like Big Macs occasionally, but, you know, it doesn't taste the same anymore. Oh. It's a little drier, I think.
Oh, well, he didn't even mention that.
Well, I don't know.
Does he even care what Look, things taste like?
All right, we'll do an investigative report and try to track down Mr. Gorski
we're
and
have
find
to
out
find
what his
out.
Physical condition
right,
is.
Right, exactly. We're concerned. Isn't anybody concerned about a guy who thinks this is a healthy way to go?
You will not get a Big Mac at Short Stack. I can tell you
that's
that right
Short
now.
Stack,
only
eatery.
The healthiest, most
yes.
I know
beautiful
Catherine's
foods.
Very, very concerned about the kids in the car going to school this morning. They're listening to having a Big Mac every day, two, maybe three or four.
Wrong. Yep.
This is this is recommended.
No.
By the John and Gordy Show, right?
Oh, no.
That's what we're doing?
We recommend the Short Stack menu. There are plenty of healthy items on the menu, by the way.
Sorry,
so,
right?
They have pancakes, but they have a lot of other things, too.
Poor
they
Sam do. Was trying to say something, and we just modeled him.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
I'm just
what?
Saying
Sam?
Mr. Gorski is setting a true example. He is something to aspire to for all the kids out there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Catherine saying the same
down,
thing.
Sam.
Finally, you know, we can give some good food advice to kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
they like fast food, and this is one of the best fast foods you could ever possibly get.
Hey, you know what? I think it's time to give away some tickets. What do you say? What do you say? Sam, have you got the phone lines cleared off there?
Yep.
Let's open them up. 608-879-8255.
Well, hang on. We got to say which caller is going to get the tickets.
Well, let's go with the fifth caller.
Caller gets tickets to Stephanie Miller.
Okay. What about the fourth caller? What the hell do you have against fourth caller?
Really, we're going to debate this now? No. Really, seriously?
No, okay. Sam, could you get, by the way, before we get it, I guess we're started it. But anyway, how about cut 393?
393.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we just get to that cut while you're taking these calls?
And this is what?
This is a Trump supporter. Talking about how Trump is the greatest president ever, and he's always been calling the shots.
Okay.
All right? So let's check this out here. This is a Trump supporter.
Okay, Trump 24 or before. What does that mean to you?
He's already president. He's already president. He's our president.
Meaning Donald Trump is president now?
He's president now. I believe he is.
How would that work? Because Joe Biden has been the president, right?
He's been the president. Obama said that he would like to run a third term if he could sit in his basement and call the shots, and that's exactly what he's doing.
But you just said that Obama? It's Obama's third term, but also that Trump is president.
He's calling the shots of all this mess that's going on right now and all the disasters that he's caused. Yeah.
But how is Obama calling the shots if Trump is still president?
Obama is
she give up?
Back and telling Obama, telling Biden what to do.
Well, what is Biden if he's not the president?
He's a bumbling fool right now.
Well, why would it matter if Obama was telling Biden what to do if Biden's not president?
Say that again.
Why would it matter if Obama was telling Biden what to do if Biden wasn't president?
I think that's it.
That's about all she's got.
I think that was the end
of it. She ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was great. Huh? Great question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would not let go.
Let me just jump back in here. We need to give the phone number for those Stephanie Miller tickets. We didn't get to that because we shifted gears pretty quickly.
Okay.
608-879-8255. 608-879-8255. It's our usual number. You can call, and we'll take the fifth caller. Okay.
879-TALK.
Buttoning up here.
879-TALK. For Stephanie Miller.
That's right.
It's happening in May at the Barrymore. May 11th?
It's May 11th, yes. Barrymore Theater, 8 o'clock. It'll be Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Frangella, the whole gang there. They're going to be there at the Barrymore Theater.
Eight.
And you can
at
go
eight, right?
if you... What's that?
At 8, right?
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
8 p.m.
Jeez. That's how rumors get started.
8 p.m., yes. All right, Sam, how are we doing?
Well,
he's busy. He's busy answering
he's
the
trying,
phones.
He's
okay.
trying to get that the winner there.
All right.
I thought this was kind of an interesting headline. Kentucky Republicans approve a bill that would strip meal and rest break requirements for workers.
What?
So if you're That's thinking maybe another term for Trump would be healthy for this nation, I don't think it's going to be great. In fact, in Project 2025, they do deal with labor, and I think they're going to have like a work week, not 40 hours, but they're going to go with a maximum hourly monthly rate.
Wait, so what? How does that work?
Yeah, so they'll have like, you know, 120 hours a month, so the employer can schedule at any time your time for work.
So we could do 12 hours if we want
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And not only that, you won't have regular hours. And they can do that, or they could fire you. And you're going to have a great time getting child care.
great
good luck with that.
What a schedule you'll have. But they're going to try to do away with the 40-hour work week because that is a creation of liberals and unions.
So this is Trump's Project 2025,
yes.
you call
yes.
it?
Yes, this is it. Yeah. Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys in Kentucky, they're ahead of the curve here. They're looking to strip meal and rest breaks from workers.
Unbelievable. Really?
Yeah. The bill would let bosses dock pay if workers eat outside an unpaid meal period. And bosses also wouldn't have to pay workers for travel time.
Well,
these are the changes they want.
That's fair. You can't.
No. Yeah, that isn't
travel
fair.
Travel time
in a job
to
that,
work? No, travel time within work.
Within work.
Yeah, like you have to travel for it, then you got to get paid for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Reimbursed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no,
no reimbursements.
Not under Project 2025.
That's it.
We're going to keep everybody down. Everybody except the wealthy people who get tax cuts all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. Order up. Are my pancakes ready?
Short stack.
Wow. Eatery. Yeah. That's where John and Gordy are. You
I'm
can
so
come
used
by,
to
too.
You having that
I know. Yes. John and Gordy and Catherine, and we're coming up. We're going to tell you who won those Stephanie Miller tickets in just a moment. We'll be back with more from Short Stack Eatery coming up.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Mad Radio, 92.7 FM. And 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Show, along with Catherine Lake, our guest here at Short Stack Eatery, right on State Street and East Johnson, or yeah. West Johnson, rather.
Don't so forget to ask for that blind special, right?
The blind special. Yes. And don't ask any questions. Yep. We'll say raise the price on you.
It That's has bananas right. yeah. and jalapenos.
You know that?
And no, I'm not making it up.
Okay.
I'm just going to say.
Wow. Okay.
You're allowed to ask one question, I think.
Are you?
Or you're allowed to ask whether it's sweet or savory.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's
yeah, that's
it.
All you can ask. Yes.
That's all you can ask. Right.
And we know that Alex, one of the owners, prefers savory herself.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that the blind is going to be savory.
So if you just, you know, ask that one question or, you know, whether it's sweet or savory, you get it for $7.
Yeah.
Whatever that special is. But if you ask any more questions,
don't price gives too much away okay. here.
All right.
This is the whole point.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I think we know too much now. All right. How about a little trickery? Let's get into the mega trickery. And this is just a wonderful thing. You know how we hated inflation. Oh, we still have inflation, they say. It's actually come down dramatically. And now wages are, of course, increasing. So everybody is ahead at this point. And I mentioned that a long time ago. You know, sure, we have inflation. Sure, we have rising wages. But once the inflation starts going down, the wages are still up there and they're still rising. So we all, you know, benefit somehow. Well, anyway, the makers have figured out a way to make inflation somehow tied in with wages. So now it's called wage inflation. So, you know, that's got to be bad, right? Well, let's check this out from Maria Bartolomo.
Okay. Troubling about the slow jobless rate is the rapid rate of wage inflation. That's now running at 4.5%. Chances are, if the economy continues to grow at a rate of roughly 2% or faster, we are going to see a further tightening of the labor market, and with that, even faster wage growth, and that's going to be bad news for inflation, especially consumer services price inflation. If we want to get inflation under control, we've got to get wage growth down to something close to 3%.
It's a good point.
That is a good point. Can you imagine this?
Just an amazing way to frame the issue of rising wages being bad. And of course, you know, anytime wages go up, prices also tend to go up a little bit because labor costs more. But at this point, no, it isn't a bad thing. And by the way, the economy roaring ahead is not a bad thing either. He kind of made that sound bad as well.
Well, he's not talking about the wages of billionaires. He's talking about wages of people way right down here on the bottom that need to get a leg the flipping up.
I know.
Now, our own Senator Tammy Baldwin is talking about inflation as well, mainly with food prices, because grocery prices are still way high in a lot of places, and the packaging has gotten smaller, and she's all over this.
Yeah. Shrinkflation, all over that.
Shrinkflation, yes. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about how to, you know, that's a real corporate thing
corporate
that they're
bottom
doing.
Line thing, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's all over that
issue. We actually we have a track from Tammy Baldwin, and that is 402. If you could cue that up, Sam. Let's listen to what Tammy Baldwin says about this.
Shrinkflation. Here it is.
Give him a second. He's fielding
busy.
Phones.
Sam is probably tearing his hair out right now. He's Sam?
While he's
I'm here. I was giving away tickets.
Of course you are.
Oh, okay.
There
Stephanie
we go.
Miller.
My bad.
All right.
No, we're looking for track 402. It's Tammy Baldwin, and we're going to talk about
shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation?
No.
Ooh.
Whatever Tammy is talking about.
Let's hear
that's
her.
Coming up.
We're tying
both
everything
seen it, right? The package of cookies maybe seems to run out a little faster. That bottle of laundry detergent gets you through fewer loads. Well, that's the idea behind shrinkflation, where companies charge the same amount but provide less of their product. Political reporter Will Keneally explains how a Wisconsin senator is trying to end that practice.
These are deceptive practices that's really hard for a consumer to notice right away.
A cereal box may cost the same as it did a few years ago, but may have less cereal inside. Senator Tammy Baldwin says that's a trend that consumers have seen in recent years, where the costs to make the products don't match what people are paying at the register.
So by way of example, a mom or dad who has to buy diapers, the input, which is wood fiber and paper, has gone down 25%. But the price of diapers has not gone down at all.
She says that money is instead lining corporations' pockets. So her bill would have the FTC designate shrinkflation as a possible deceptive trade practice.
We should have the Federal Trade Commission. It should be empowered to make this more transparent for consumers.
The FTC can investigate and prevent companies from engaging in deceptive trade, which includes practices that mislead reasonable consumers in a material way.
I think there's going to be behavioral corrections from some of the big corporations if they know that there is a government watchdog on the job here.
Yeah, so your General Mills, your Nestle, your Post Foods, your Bob's Red Mill probably, shrinkflationing.
Ed's Wine.
All those people.
The cardboard box is getting smaller and smaller.
I've noticed that.
It's just like a milk carton now. It's just a little, one of those
single
little
serving.
Ones.
That's
poor
not good.
Ed.
That is not good. Yeah. So, but are there special industries and then more than others that are doing the shrinkflation to us? Is it cereal companies? Is it milk? It's not milk.
No, I think it's mostly any kind of package product.
Yes.
And I think, cereals definitely lead the pack on that one. It's just unbelievable.
If you go down the really cereal is. Aisle, it's they look the boxes look good, but then you take one out and it's this
it's
an inch thin.
It's thinner.
Yes.
Same height.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
But they are now family size.
Yeah, that's what they call
it. That's what they say on the box. Family size. And as they get smaller and smaller.
I haven't bought cereal in years. My daughter doesn't like it.
I'm something of a family myself.
Yeah.
I can eat a family-sized box of cereal.
The whole thing.
In one sitting, right?
Maybe not in one
sitting.
But no, okay. It's some joke. I'm something of a family myself. It's a meme,
Good enough.
Oh, it's a meme.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Hey, we want to send our congratulations out to Teresa, our winner a little while ago of a pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller. We're going to give away another pair of tickets coming up in our next hour. And by the way, beginning on Thursday, there is a pre-sale that starts tomorrow. If you use a promo code BLUE at checkout, and go to Ticketmaster.com. You will get a discount for WMDX listeners. All right? News, weather, sports, straight ahead. Much more of John and Gordy from Short Stack Eatery coming up.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley suspending her presidential